everyone, this is Перегор, the show in which we talk about stuff, blah, 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 like always. My name is Claudia.
And I am Перегор.
Whoa, hi Перегор.
Hi Claudia, how are you?
I'm fine. Weather is kind of interesting. And my week, interesting too. What about you?
I'm awesome. Can't wait when the weekend will start, because I'm going to Spain and then to Lisbon. And yeah, like in a week, we will be recording our episode like offline, right? Together,
yeah,
in the room.
It's crazy. Actually, it's crazy. I can't imagine. But we actually started our second season, and it's mean we have some surprises. For example, face-to-face episode.
Mm-hmm. It's face-on-face.
Super bonus. No. Yeah, and I don't know. It's so cool. And our show is so great and so cool. And we are so great. And in this season and for the next, I don't know, year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, we will talk about stuff and our stories and our thoughts. It's so cool. I'm so glad to be here. Yeah, and we have some surprises.
Yeah, and before we start, Claudia, like, I imagine we might have a new listeners, for example, right now. Yeah, and could you please tell, like, what they should expect right now?
Right now?
Yeah, like, from, like, structure of our show.
Ah, okay. Okay, today, in this episode, and actually in every other hour's episodes, we will talk about some topics, my topic and Perio's topic. It's just a thing that we find interesting in our life during this week or surfing through the internet. Yes, then we will give you some takes.
Yeah, we'll share our popular opinion.
Unpopular. Overrated. Yes. Or something like this. Yeah, it's the best part. One of the best part. Actually, we have only three parts and all of them best.
Yes.
Yeah, and at the end of this episode, we will discuss something like giraffe and marshmallow. This is really important stuff. You should wait till the end for this.
Yeah. Listen to the end to find out, like, what is giraffe and what is marshmallow. Maybe it's me.
Yeah. Or me. I don't know who is giraffe. Maybe it's my next take or topic.
Yeah, with my height, it's definitely not me.
But me?
Also not you.
Yeah.
Some other person.
Okay, some other person. Okay, I think we're ready to start our conversation today. Do you have something to share?
Yes, as always. Do you read books, Claudia?
Not often.
Does it bother you?
But we already talked about this. Your take was about paper books, yeah, and some books.
Yes.
In any devices. And I already told that I read not so many books this year, last year.
But does it bother you, Claudia? Does it worry you?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's in general no, but when you ask yes.
Okay, I just wanna like start because personally, like as far as I remember, like myself as conscious person, yeah, I always thought and like I continue thinking that people should read books. Like this is super mm-hmm. important for people to be like educated, yeah, to get some information. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. watching, for example, some YouTube videos, yeah, like maybe some scientific videos, it's better mm-hmm. than some stupid shows. But when you mm-hmm. read, you grasp more knowledge.
Yeah, but read articles, it's okay.
It's also good, yeah.
It's better than just watch videos.
Yes, if you, for example, okay. take some video, yeah, and mm-hmm. you take like the same topic, but you read about this. Mm-hmm. In general, I think it's better, like for you to like you get like more knowledge will stay in your head, but not always because some topics are too like too visual, yeah, and videos mm-hmm. might be like better. Yes, and like as I said, it was bothering me and. I always wanted to try like read a bit like in a day, like but every mm-hmm. day. But
yeah, like a healthy habit.
Yes. But for some reason, I guess like as any modern person, I needed mm-hmm. an app for this. It might be okay. like, yes, it might be like funny to hear that. But I think that like nowadays smartphones and like devices are so like integrated in our lives, yeah, that they mm-hmm. should help us build some cool habits. But I couldn't find a good application for that. But
mm-hmm.
100 days ago, I found that like one. It's called Awesome 100 Habit.
100 days
yes.
ago.
And
it was before our show started.
Yes, that's correct. Wow. And like today is 100th day that I read minimum 15 minutes a day. Yes. And like now I'm reading fourth book.
Wow.
Yes.
For this 3 months.
Yes. And like it's
cool.
It's minimum 1,500 minutes, which is 25 hours of reading, like straight.
And wow!
Yes, and like it's so cool. Like I'm just getting in the bed, yeah. Like often it's just right before I'm going to sleep, and 15 minutes it's not that much for me. Yeah, like sometimes mm-hmm. it's hard because it's already late and like so on. Yeah, but it's super cool. And like if I'm reading fourth book, it means that in 1 year I might read like easy 8-10 books. Of course depending on the volume, yeah, but
mm-hmm.
anyway. And yeah, so like huge shout out to Awesome Habit app. It's only on iOS. And why do I like it? Like first of all, they allow you to, like, if, for example, today is your day, but it's like 1 hour a.m., which is like the next day, you still mm-hmm. can close like the previous day. Yeah, they don't reset it.
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. not connected like to the date. It's connected to your like schedule when you point this day as like done or not.
Okay, and how often do you use this thing that you close last day, like on the next day or something?
On the next day, but it's like in the night.
Yeah, but how often do you use it? I think you go to the bed early.
I don't know, like maybe a couple of days a week.
Okay. You're like, okay, still last day.
Yes.
Before I go to sleep, it's still yesterday.
I have to do that. Yeah. And why app is awesome? Because it allows you to track progress. It gives you notifications. And you can start activity right from your lock screen. Yeah, you can like see live widget. You can stop in live widget if somebody calls you, for example. Yeah, and you can like quickly interrupt your activity. And it's just like really super awesome. And they show you the progress. Yeah, like how much, how many days you do that, which is super cool. And they have like different units. You can set up how much, how many milliliters per day you want to drink, for example. Yeah, build different types of habits. You can break some bad habit, for example, smoking. Yeah, track this one, etc. And it's free. It's free for free habits. But actually, I don't know. Like, does anybody need like more than two? I don't know. Yeah, maybe yes, but this, like, with this app, like, first time in my life, I think that I might, like, buy premium one. I don't need it, but just because they did a super great job. Yes, I want to, like, pay for good service that they provide. And also, color scheme is super cool for, I have...
It's black?
Dark theme always. By the way,
of course,
if I right now select like not dark theme, yeah, of course they like switch to the bright theme and it's cool. Yeah, so like this is mainly what I was like the great, like the main point I wanted to brag about the fact that I'm reading for I've been reading for 100 days straight. Yeah, I'm reading fourth book.
Congratulations!
Yeah, thank you. Which is
wow. Which books?
First one
was. Are you ready to share?
Sorry, what?
Are you ready to share this information, or it's like your personal?
No, the first one was Playboy magazine. The second one. I'm joking, Claudia. I'm joking.
Just four books.
It wasn't Playboy. The first one was it's called "What's Our Problem," and the author he did super dive deep into the problem, like why current American society is so polarized.
Okay.
Yeah, and like it was super hard to read because it's in English. I was reading in English.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of information, a lot of statistics. Second one was Journey to the Middle of the Earth. That was nice, but I didn't like much. It was in English and like it wasn't interesting that much for me because it was mainly like descriptive language of background of like some nature description
of
rocks.
Specific, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Third one was The Idiot. That was
English.
No. it was I've made some brain processing on that. Yeah, I was thinking, should I read in English? Because like I wanna read in English to
improve your English. Yeah.
Yeah, to practice. But if I know Russian, yeah, and I can read it in the original, maybe I should do that. Yeah, and I've chosen that. And I don't know, like I've been reading this book like hours straight. Like just it was
so interesting.
Yes, because
cool. Not on English.
I think that played a huge role, and also there are a lot of dialogues, interactions between mm-hmm. characters, mm-hmm. and this is super interesting. Yeah, there is some like plot, people like gossips. Yeah, they like do something, and Dostoevsky, he writes in some like gripping and melancholical way. Like I've read some time ago Crime and Punishment, and
yeah, and actually we used to live in St. Petersburg. It's so I don't know, real and deep, and
yes, you feel,
and all this like vibe
it's related to you. Yes, like in my school mm-hmm. we've done some video about this, how the main characters like walks on Sinaia Square.
Yeah, we too. We have how when we have a tour guide and the group, we walk through all these points, places.
Have you made video for school?
No. Just enjoy.
Yeah, and like the idiot, it also have, it has this like some kind of like feeling of depression there. I don't know, like for me it's a melancholical way, and I really mm-hmm. like it. Some mystific like
mystification,
mystic mood, mystic. I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, I highly recommend to read that. And now I'm reading like small, maybe it's book, maybe it's like brochure. Is it French word? I don't know. Maybe it's some French word, brochure. Oh my God.
It's evening time.
Yes. So it's 5:10 p.m. in Lisbon, people.
So 5:10, you know, it's mean that the day finally ended.
Yeah.
Ending. I don't know. Yeah, I'm free for now. No. We actually busy.
And like the last one is brochure written by Sam Altman, who is like CEO mm-hmm. of OpenAI. Yeah, and it's about like how to create a startup, mm-hmm. what you should do, like what person you should be as a CEO of a startup. It's super interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll add like everything in the show notes, and like if any of you, including you, Claudia, will be interested in this, in those books, you can read them.
How to open the startup.
Yeah. But before, you should download Awesome Habit app.
Yeah, which called Awesome Habit app.
Yes, the application name is Awesome Habit.
Wow, I think it's so fit on you. It's like your app, because you always say awesome and something like it's your favorite word or something. Yes.
It's my favorite word. That's correct. Awesome. I don't know. It's so awesome.
Wow.
Like this word. Okay. I guess that's all from my side. Yeah. Shout out Awesome Habit app and Claudia.
And this French word brochure. Shout out it too.
Shout out to a new word that I can pronounce. Yeah.
Okay. It's really interesting. Okay, I need to check this app, I think. And but for me, when you started this topic, you said that you need to find an app. Yeah, like for this new habit. And at that moment, I heard and thinking about a nap. Nap again? You need a nap before reading or after reading? And I'm like, oh, okay. Sounds logic, actually. You need a nap for this habit. I'm like, okay.
Yesterday I had a nap.
and read before or after. Yeah, it's like it's so close. It should be together, the nap and and reading.
Okay, I don't understand anything right now.
Okay, let's go.
We were talking about short sleep during the day, right? A nap.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah, and usually you read before go to sleep, and actually nap, it's sleep.
Yeah, okay,
too.
Yeah. So, listeners, if you want to understand what we are talking about, just find a previous episode about taking a nap and like...
during the startup.
While building a startup.
Cool. Okay, I'm actually want to talk about stuff too. My topic for today, actually, it's kind of strange, but I want to talk about marriage.
Why?
Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. Maybe I think that I'm old. No, I'm just thinking about the not the process, the meaning of this. I think some of my friends married, some of them not, some of them divorced. What? Well, yeah, and yeah,
some
and,
of them are going to be divorced.
Kinda. yeah, but...
and I wasn't talking about myself.
Uh-huh. Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to talk about this... I don't know, what this mean actually for our generation and how important it was, 20 years ago, and what this mean now. And for example, my mom, she was married once, and this is not my dad, actually. It was before my dad. And my mom and my dad just lived together, and then they got separate, but they never be married together. I think for me it never was a problem, like my parents not the real family without the rings or papers. Actually, maybe it was a problem, but I don't care in that moment.
Is it a problem right now?
No. And I think mentally it's never be a problem. Some of my friends right now, they already have kids. And I think most of that people who already have kids, they married. And something like this. But I don't know. I think for now, marriage, it's not so important. And a lot of people live together for, 10 years and do not go to the court or where they, make an application for marriage, something like this. Yeah, administration. Yeah, okay. But for some of my friends, this event, this process, really super important. For example, my life, I've been on, maybe 3 or 4 weddings. It was cool. The first one was in 2003 or 2. It was my first wedding.
How old were you?
And 6 or 7. 7, I think.
Okay. It doesn't count.
And no, it's that wedding where my one of my best photo was made. It's your favorite photo of mine, where I'm in France.
Yeah, I got it.
And in this...
You shouldn't explain, because it's my favorite photo of you.
Yeah, it's on my first wedding.
We will add it to the channel, to the channel subscribe.
Yeah, I think we are ready. this level of connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the next wedding was after, I don't know, 15 years or something. And I think this counted. Yeah, and I like weddings. I like all these people who got married in this event, and they love each other. And it's cool, but I think it's actually not something important. I don't know. It's just a cool event. And actually, these days, like in our generation or something, this 20 something marriage is usually like it has a bad reputation. Like young marriage is a bad idea. Do you hear something like this? Anytime.
But
maybe
you
you're
like
thinking about this.
20, but like you can be 21 and 29. It's a big difference.
Yeah, but I think when you're 29, it's way more than it's mean that you're kind of 30. And we again today we have so many things like in our last episodes we already talked about this, and when we talked about like we under 30. I mean this now I'm 27 and it's like 30. And I can't say that I'm 20 something because
it's
I'm
because
almost
of your
30.
Emotional baggage, Claudia. it adds something on top of your age.
Yeah, but I think 27, it's kind of old. Okay, yeah, but actually this, I don't know, 2020s, this decade of age, it's kind of it's like Jay-Z said, yeah, 30s then you 20, and the 20, yeah, it's something cool and young, and when you explore the world, explore yourself, explore your
body.
World.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can be the grown-up person and 22, I think. Maybe you can, but you do not should be like serious grown-up person.
I prefer not to.
Even in 29, yes?
Yes. My plan is to become a grown-up like at 45?
45, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But no, but I think maybe at your 30 you should be like, or you should pretend like grown up. But at your 20 you shouldn't.
You should merge in the like where people are 40s you're like, I'm 30 but I'm kind of old. Yeah.
I'm grown up. Too. Yeah, but I don't know. It's so interesting how people feel their years, their and why they do something or do not do something. And this topic of marriage is actually I don't know, very it's like easy example of my thoughts of age. And I think my mom, she's like, her story and her experience is way more fit in, I know, my generation, because she got married at 21 and it wasn't like grown-up decision. It was just, oh, we got married. and then they divorced, I think, after a year or
did she told you this?
What?
That it was like, yeah, woohoo.
Kinda, yeah. She, her parents were very, I don't know, serious people, and they control her a lot, and she hasn't enough freedom, and she was already 20, but her parents control her still,
mm-hmm.
and she decided to change situation. And it was something like this. And she moved to other city and with her new husband.
Did she make you during this period? No.
No.
Okay. Not that crazy.
I already said that she was married once and not my dad.
He doesn't tell anything about...
No, she met my dad, I think, after 5 years of that marriage or something.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they divorced, and it was okay. It wasn't something like trauma or tragedy, something like this. It was just normal decision. Then when she met my dad, they just started to live together and started to build
you
family and their life together and their routine and something like this. And then me it's me, hi. But there are a lot of funny stories about my parents.
Shout out to your parents.
My birth. Yeah. Thank you, guys. But actually, not sure that thank you. But thank you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, and right now, I think it's super normal when... no, it's not super normal. When someone got married at... 20, it's like, are you sure? Are you ready? Even at 23 or 25, there are a lot of questions. Actually, the all weddings which I've been, yeah, mm-hmm. it was the first one, girl was 29, maybe 28. The next one, girl was 25 and or 26, maybe 26, and and then the girl was 30 31, and it's like, okay, it's kind of grown up people.
Okay.
And a lot of my, I don't know, I know a lot of people who got married earlier, but they not my friends, not my close friends, and they or they separated right now.
Okay, yeah. So there is some dependency, like age and
the result
of your marriage.
Yeah, but of course there are a lot of benefits of early marrying. Like, I don't know, you're young, and and I don't know what else.
Wow, so many benefits. If you're young, you should try it.
No, actually, I read some articles about benefits of marrying in your mid to late 20s, and articles like divorced by 30 and something like this. And I don't know, the all information is so... basic. And I'm like, yeah, this is like in this couple, this is like in my, I don't know, of friend's story. This is I don't know. I think when I was young girl, maybe when I was in school, the marriage, like idea of marriage, was something special. Like, wow, it's so important, and I know it's so magic.
For real. So like, I can't like remember myself at young age like thinking about my wedding. Yeah, so so girls, like, they really like, I don't know, thinking about that.
Yeah, but I think it wasn't like at the end of my school age. It was somewhere in middle.
But that's even crazier.
Yeah, but I think it's like the princess life, the all this huge dress and
Beauty and the Beast
and flowers. Yeah, something like this. All this pop culture, which made bad.
You should find your prince.
Yeah, and go to the and wear this huge dress every day, like not only wedding dress.
Yeah,
but I think for now the culture's changed actually, and a lot of cool, strong girl characters becomes popular and popular. Yeah, but I think it's not only about what I was dreaming about. No, it's way more about our life and our habits, maybe. And and again, thank you, Jay-Z, for this phrase. That
shout out, Jay-Z.
13, you 20.
But I think that Beyonce, like, she much more cooler than Jay-Z.
Yeah, of course, but thank you, Jay-Z, for that, because he's a brilliant producer.
But without Beyonce, he wouldn't be such amazing guy, you know?
No.
Are they together, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's good. And like, they are married, and their marriage is super cool. And like, they, like, because of Beyonce and because of him, they create this cool couple. You see, like, marriage has a lot of benefits.
He was cool before.
Allegedly.
And actually right now he and he's huge. Beyonce is the great artist. She's so big. She's so huge performer. No, mentally.
Okay.
I mean, she's a great performer. She's a cool artist. She's the wow woman. I don't know. Yeah, wow. But Jay-Z, he's not so...
He's a wow man.
He's a wow producer. And he's really old. How old is Jay-Z? I think 55, maybe.
The same as Beyonce, no?
No, I think Beyonce younger.
Okay.
I hope so.
Here we have like, some music.
Yeah, Beyonce is 42 years old, and Jay-Z 53 years old. 11 years.
Holy moly. Between. That's my style.
When you become grown up person at 45, you will find your Beyonce.
Hope so. Maybe I will find like just Beyonce.
Yeah, and I think they got married when she was 26 and he was 38.
Gosh.
Okay, now I have one friend. She's 26. Maybe she still can find the man like Jay-Z, and they I think it will be a great wedding.
Are you talking about Aria?
Yes. Still 26.
Okay.
And we have 10 months for this wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should help her.
Can I ask you, like, to sum up? to have, like, some,
okay,
like,
yeah,
the final thought, yeah, that you want to brought to this world.
Okay. Okay. I think marriage, it's not so important for our generation. And young marriage in your early mid-20s, it's really unpopular now. And I never thinking about this, but now I thinking about this all the time.
Okay. So... would you, okay, let's conclude this. If you would have a man right now, like, for mm-hmm. example, you've been together for like some time, yeah, a couple of years,
mm-hmm.
and you mm-hmm. like you're living together happily, and there is no particular need to become a husband and a wife, yeah,
mm-hmm.
would you do that? Just to do that?
I don't know. No, I think just for do something, no.
Just for the activity, get friends, get a dress, book some Cabo da Roca, for example. I don't know.
Book some Cabo da Roca.
And yeah, make some like celebration there.
I think we can make event. In every single day, it can be like the day of love, the day
yeah,
of
I know,
our
but
couple.
All this, of course, with signing papers that you are officially husband and a wife.
No, I think it's not so important.
All right, let's do that. If your man would want to do that, would you do that? Or you would say, no, it's stupid idea and I don't wanna.
I don't think that it's stupid idea, but I think it should be because of something, not because of, I don't know, society.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who lived together for 10 years without marriage and then got married,
mm-hmm.
and then divorced, and
okay,
and it's not because of this wedding, of this marriage. It's just happened,
okay.
And I think it's not connected.
Okay.
And for example, what do you think? You happy that you have experience?
Yes, I think experience is great, any experience,
mm-hmm.
and I think that
mm-hmm.
everything that like relates, for example, to marriage, it's connected with your family, with your perception
mm-hmm.
of reality,
mm-hmm.
with maybe
mm-hmm.
movies that you liked when you
mm-hmm.
were like younger or right now. So many
mm-hmm.
Like variables to this, yeah, and I
mm-hmm.
I don't think that there is something that suits everybody or like our generation or something like that. People are different. Some all right without marriage. Some all right with marriage. Some do that just because of like some formality. Some do that because of papers, because like
mm-hmm.
they have different citizenships. Yeah, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I don't know. Super hard question. But I think, like, if you have opportunity to marry somebody and divorce, you should do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great experience.
Whoa, cool.
Yes,
cool.
It's like, it should be in your bucket list. And to also, you can listen our episode about bucket lists.
Are you ready for next marriage? Are you already ready?
Yes, always.
Okay.
If
okay.
you are Beyonce.
But she has a great husband.
But she never been divorced. And I've said that everybody should divorce, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. Okay, your next wife should be divorced. Yeah? Okay, I remember it.
Yes.
And first marriage sucks. First marriage sucks. First marriage sucks. You're ready for next.
Yes.
And your partner should be on the same page.
We have 3 kids. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I think we... we done with this.
I
thank
hope
you
so,
for
yes.
help. Okay, let's go next. Moving on. Takes. So, this is one of the best part of this show. Do you ready to share with us your unpopular opinion? Or something like this today?
Mine would be popular, first of all.
Mm.
Second of all, why haircuts aren't automated? Like, why there is still no option, yeah, to like go to like some place, like some automat, I don't know, yeah, like some cabin where you like go there, you choose hairstyle, you put your like bank card, and like a robot hands make you a haircut. Because I think like we live in a super advanced world, I guess. Yeah, we have like this AI stuff happening right now. And I understand like mm-hmm. robotic is still like progressing. Yeah, it's super hard, I guess. Boston Dynamics doing a great progress with their mm-hmm. like robots. But we have like factories that making like cars, that making weapons, I guess, airplanes, some huge
I guess
and small complex stuff, right? Why mm-hmm. such simple thing as haircut isn't automated? I would pay like I wanna be it so, like cheap, but I would like to mm-hmm. go there like every week, for example, yeah. Just because it's robot, it should be like cheaper, right? And you like,
do you know the Van Gogh,
who
the
cut
guy without
his
ear?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you ready for this experience?
Of course, I'm saying about like I'm talking about some safe machine, right?
Yeah, I think we still haven't this only because it's not safety still.
I think that we still...
But yeah, you 100% right. Because we, right now, the surgery in our eyes, like cut laser stuff
yeah.
in our eyes. And this is safety. And I think, wow, actually even this safety, and I think, yeah. It should be something like a robot hairdresser.
Yes, because like I wanna be in it cheap. I wanna do that mm-hmm. More often, and I wanna mm-hmm. get the same result every time. This is like the last mm-hmm. point is the most important one. Yeah, because even the same barber like can like make something different, right? Like. He mm-hmm. or she can be in like different mood or something like that, and like mm-hmm. I wanna like get the same result every mm-hmm. time, and I think some like yeah.
You're so boring.
I would like to yes. say some kind words right now, but I won't. And yeah.
The same result every week.
It should okay. be the most efficient thing in the world, yes.
Okay, yeah, I think actually you're right, because we should have this opportunity and it should be like everywhere. But still, if we want or if we want something special, we should go to the real hairdresser.
Yes, and like in this case, I think real hairdressers, they will be in, I think, like maybe less quantity of them, but they will be like more expensive, right, than these machines, and maybe more expensive than right now.
Yeah, but I think it should be, but it's like designers and AI, like we still need a designer who work with AI, not only I don't know, machine can make the design without prompt, without person, real person who thinking about. And in that case with hairdresser, I think in every machine for for haircuts should be a program which made by real hairdresser or something like designer who upload the original version of this haircut or something like this.
I don't know. I think like
no
machine like this, I think in the end it will have like, it will be trained on all like pictures of all stylists in the world. And
but
you just
people have different shapes of head.
Yes,
different
Claudia,
types
this
of...
machine will scan your head. It will like understand how you look, and it will give you like styles that suit you the best, and you just like choose from the catalog, you know?
Yeah, okay. I think we should start our startup.
Yes, that's a perfect time actually. Yeah. To start the startup.
Yeah, but we need to, I don't know, make a research. Maybe somewhere in Asia already have something like this.
Just for dogs. And we just need to import it to Europe for people.
And you're like, I'm ready.
Yes.
I'll be the first. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, that, got it. That, great idea.
Yeah, that
we,
was...
We should work on it.
That was my take, Claudia. And what's your take?
Yeah, my take not so great. But we need to stop demonizing rainy days, you know? Like, oh, bad weather, I hate it, rain is so bad, rainy days awful, blah, 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 blah. Everything that people usually thinking about bad weather. And rainy days have something. It's cool, too. And it's not my favorite weather, but nothing bad in this weather situation. I like it, and I think we should appreciate it. The rain, the clouds, the dark sky, and yeah, that's my take.
Yeah, like I wasn't interrupting you just because I'm a polite person, but inside me everything was screaming. Yeah, just because first of all, you're living in a place where rainy days, like how much in the year? Like 20, something like that? Maybe
yeah,
a bit
and
more.
For now, I think it's 10 in that month.
Yeah, like it's 3 months like where rain happens. And also like I remember rainy days in St. Petersburg with gray skies. Yeah, but in the middle of the winter when you have snow, but for some reason,
still
it's raining.
Rain, yeah.
Yeah, and you like in your like jacket, winter jacket, but you also with the umbrella.
Umbrella.
Yeah, and it's windy, and you just can't handle the wind with your umbrella. And
yeah,
it's...
but so great experience. You can go to the wild. Yeah. Everyone should try rainy, winter, snowy, windy day, like marriage and divorce. Everyone should try.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people mm-hmm. pay for this experience, but we had this for free.
Yeah, yeah. And even in St. Petersburg, I do not hate these days. It wasn't the best days of my life, but I really appreciate it. Water from the sky goes down. So magic. And okay. Yeah, but the best rain in my life was in London, of course.
Oh God, because don't cry right now, please. Don't start crying.
It's just rain. It's not my tears. It's just rain.
Okay. Cool take. Kent.
Yeah. Okay. You not agree, relate. But yeah, but we are different persons. It's okay.
That's not okay, and but yeah, okay.
Okay, not okay. Great takes, great conversation with my friend. Thank you. We finally ready to the next, our mysterious part, which called Giraffes and Marshmallow.
Yeah, let's go.
Mysterious. So, I'm ready for your question
mm-hmm.
or your, I don't know,
buckle example. Up, Claudia, buckle up. imagine you are stuck in a sitcom for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Which show would it be and what character role would you play? Or maybe you just like add yourself and don't choose any role.
It's so hard because I want to go to any TV show, any sitcom, any, like every single sitcom that I ever watched.
Yeah, I understand that. It's so like, it's so cool right now to like escape from reality. Yeah. It's compelling. This word I was searching for. It's compelling to escape from reality.
Yeah. But okay, the first thought was How I Met Your Mother. And
speaking about marriage.
Yeah, speaking about marriage, speaking about our almost 30. And this show about group of friends, and they like friends, but 10 years after the Friends serials. Yeah. And they have two apartments where they always hang out, and they have a bar near that apartment, and they live in New York, and they always, and it's a cool company of friends, and they have a lot of funny stories. And I think I want to be an extra character in this mm-hmm. episode, like their friend or their, I don't know, sister, one of them, which live in Europe and
in London,
came,
of course,
yeah, of course, and came for a month to New York. And they like, okay, she's now in our gang, cringe.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's okay. My dream.
Awesome. How I Met Your Mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Have you ever watched this?
Yes. I haven't finished it, but I watched it.
No. Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Oh, my life in TV show.
So
yeah, and my question is way more deep.
Okay.
What do you prefer, Piero? For the rest of your life.
Okay. How you start like all your churros and marshmallows like Piero for the rest of your days.
Imagine.
It's so dramatic. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But no, you should choose just... I have just two options. Licorice toothpaste. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you like licorice? This is the black candy. In Finland, everyone loves them.
You should know my relationship with candies, Claudia. Yeah. So.
But licorice, it's something crazy. It's not the the black one. It looks great, but for the taste, it's crazy.
I think that like I've tried some things that you should suck, like candies that like yeah. How do you call this in English, man?
Like holes, yeah. This candy.
Yes, which you're... the one that uh-huh, you should okay, suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've tried like this. Licorice suckers, mm-hmm. I don't know,
lollipop. Sucker things. Yeah, it's kind of.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe like 6-8 years ago, so it's not that... I remember that taste is specific, but I can't.
But this
remember.
Was okay. Okay, I really hate this, and I think a lot of people really can't eat it mm-hmm. at all. And but some people really... laugh. It's crazy. What do you prefer? Licorice toothpaste or for the rest of your life, actually. Or mm-hmm. Fairy as your shower gel. You know, the dishwasher fairy.
Yes, like... I don't understand.
It's a
like,
soap. It's a soap.
Why is it deep question, to be honest?
It's not a deep. Of course, it was a joke.
Of
it's
course,
something about
I
taste.
I would prefer like licorice toothpaste. Just like it might be super awful and untasty, but like fairy, come on. Like
it's a soap. It's just a soap.
I don't know, like, I understand, like, it's kind of so, but, like, okay, maybe I could wash, like, you know, like hands, shoulders, my mm-hmm. back, belly, but, you know, like, on my body, for example, there are some sensitive parts, and I
okay.
wouldn't want to
sensitive
use fairy
part.
On them.
Okay, how I think if you lived, I don't know, 50 years ago or 100 years ago, you can't live in that period. Yeah.
Yes. If I'm being transferred there now, like, how can I live without Awesome Habit app, for example?
Okay. Yeah. And even your iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, got it. You choose licorice toothpaste. Okay.
Would you choose fairy?
I don't know. It's not my answer.
Okay. I'll ask you the next time.
Let's try.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was deep. It actually was deep.
Yes, deep to my sensitive parts.
You always talk about your sensitive parts.
No. Listeners, listen all our episodes and try to find any, like, me saying something about my sensitive parts. You can't.
And are your soul your sensitive part or your mind?
I don't have soul.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you for this, I don't know, unconditional truth. Thank you, really, really, it's huge. And yeah, I'm so glad that we still work on this show. It's so good. It's so many positive emotions every time.
Vibes.
And even vibes. Yeah, vibrations.
I understand that you're 27 years old, but you still can say vibes, Cloud.
I'm vibing right now.
Yes, but not slaying. You can't say slaying.
Why? Beyonce because, slay?
Yes, because she Beyonce, you know? I think we are not old
I think
enough.
It Ah, okay. You should be... okay.
We already not...
And 20...
We still vibing, but not slaying. Yet.
Not yet. Okay. Yeah. And 20 years old people, they do not slay too?
No.
Okay. we should talk about this next time.
Yes. Let's finish it.
Let's finish it. Thank you. Thank you, Piers. Thank you, listeners. If you are ready to share with us something important, like your sensitive parts.
Pictures of your sensitive parts, yes.
Or at least your pictures on your first weddings. It will be okay, too. I will share my best photo. You will share your sensitive parts.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And great. Have a great week, you, Pierre, and our listeners. I hope your week will be great too, and my week. And if right now in your city, in place where you live in, bad weather or rainy days, please enjoy it. Please.
Gosh. Will we finish it, Claudia, or not? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm ready to say bye. Bye.
Okay, see you in a week, Claudia.
Bye.
And listeners, bye-bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.
The second part
it's
of our show.
It's going to be so cool to edit this. I just...
You hate me?
Yes.
Okay. No, okay, just delete my last phrase.